This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good one. We are live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, home of the best pickleball courts in the entire world, actually. And thanks to them for having us out once again, and Stella Artois for bringing the cold beers. There's cold Stella Artois samples. There's also an energy drink right behind Chief that I just tapped into there at the break, and a turn up here as we're going till 5:30 Rangers Blue Jays. That's Rainstorm Clean Energy, zero sugar energy drinks. Really appreciated that. So cheers to those guys.
Mad tasty, dude. I've never tried one of these. We got the tropical one.
Yep.
How about that, bro? All the delicious fruits in there.
Yeah. You have one of those, you'll be playing the best pickleball of your life. I think that's basically the sales pitch. Okay, former NFL players, let me get your thoughts on text 877-881-1053. Cowboys with the most pressure on them going into the 2025 season. I think, to me, the answer is quite clear, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Yeah, but a study here published by ESPN, NFL players entering retirement age now, former players, more likely to be living with chronic pain or disability and are more depressed and anxious, and are far more likely to report having some type of cognitive decline than the average American man.
Believe it.
This is they tried to contact everybody that played in the NFL in 1988 and sort of track how they went through adulthood and, you know, as they approach retirement age. In spite of this data, that is very interesting, the vast majority say they would do it all over again and that playing football had a positive effect on their lives. So maybe the science says has not had a positive impact on your life as far as being happier and better off by the time you hit retirement age, but they still say that the trade was worth it. About one-third say the risks of tackle football before high school outweighs the benefits. One in four said they'd support a ban on tackle football for children below the high school level. And this, keep in mind, about half the players say they felt depressed in the past 12 months, 50% depression rate, compared to a quarter of men aged 55 to 75, and 15% said a doctor had diagnosed them with dementia. Mm-hmm. 15%.
Wow.
Another study found that just under 4% of men age 65 and older have been diagnosed with dementia. So that is a pretty, you know, see, that's over triple as many. 6 in 10 reported living with some type of disability, including, you know, having a tough time walking upstairs or bathing or dressing. That's about 3 times the rate of men in that age. So definitely a toll to be taken on your body, no doubt about it. Is you know, you just, I think it's further context for holdouts, you know, and why a player would want to make sure they're extracting maximum value because of everything they're sacrificing. And right. You know, that's one of the first studies I've ever seen of, you know, what happens to a group of players as a collection 30-40 years later. Preseason football coming up on Saturday night. Was this a 6 o'clock kickoff? 3 o'clock with you guys?
Yes, 6 o'clock, yeah.
Krusty's Corners coming up at 3:40 with Broadus, a proper Football Friday edition. The thing that is a little bit frustrating, I think, for fans right now is you want to get optimistic about what is going on. Nick Harris joined us yesterday, and he said every question he had going into Oxnard, he still has. We know that Dak, Pickens, and Lamb is something that you can be optimistic about, like, holy cow, but, you know, what's the run scheme going to look like? Shoddy has been, very, very generic. So, you kind of have a path on offense. But then on defense, we're not going to get to see it either. We don't have Micah Parsons. How much is Osa playing? How much are Sanborn and Murray playing? We need to see evidence. And you're just not going to be able to get that. The rubber's going to hit the road week one. And I don't feel like we've had a single good chance to evaluate what they're really all about. Just trying to take pieces of incomplete information and extrapolate it out. Obviously the defense has not looked good, but what happens when you really turn that pass rush loose and they can really hit the quarterback? Mm-hmm. And you have Mike and all these guys and Osa doing what they do. So I hope there is hope to be had here, but I don't expect to be any more optimistic Saturday night after this game, I guess is what I'm saying. It's just getting through, punching a ticket, and looking for depth pieces that might be able to help you at some point in the near future.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a couple of things that you're hoping. I mean, Booker getting to play. Be nice to see him move some people a little bit. Maffa, of course, just sure. a couple of those guys. Do you see any type of progression from game one to game two for Joe Milton? You're looking at little things. But, yeah, you're not getting the full picture at all, and that is really frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And I would ask Joe Milton to look at the Jameis Winston advice. Do you see what he said, what he learned from Drew Brees? He said, be Bruce Wayne until you have to be Batman.
Yeah.
You can't be Batman all the time.
I like that.
And Winston now with the New York Giants after, having a chance to be in New Orleans and chatted with Drew Brees, he said, man, and different quarterbacks down in the comments are like, dude, I wish somebody had told me that much earlier in my career because every time I dropped back, I felt like I need to make a big play. That's my job. That's why I'm back here. And if the defense isn't giving you that, but you keep forcing it because the idea of I got to run this play the way that it's drawn up or we want to get the chunk plays, it's not only unrealistic, but it would be very stressful as an experience to try to do something that's just not doable. So hopefully Joe Milton can take something like that to heart and we see a progression. Because, even the greats, it gets Mahomes. Once the defense has decided we're not going to give up chunk plays, they're really good at denying that stuff. And if you keep trying to force it, then it's you're going to be hustling backwards, that's for sure. All right, at 877-881-1053, am I getting anything here on players with the most pressure on them? I like the idea of Pickens. You're making $3 million, and this is your
for
one
the season,
chance.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely wants to get paid. I mean, I think Schoonmaker, I was advocating Monday after that game. Like, give me Rivaldo Fairweather over Schoonie. You were drafted because of your blocking ability.
Sure.
And if you're not sustaining blocks, what is your role? What can you do for me? So sure. You brought him up yesterday. I mean, I think – I don't know if he's on the bubble in the Cowboys' mind, but he certainly would be for me.
I'll tell you what, kind of players – and maybe it leads into with this game and maybe – I don't know about the third game. I need to see somebody rush the passer. And I say that because if I don't have Micah Parsons, I need to feel better – is there somebody, is Donovan Ezeraku, is he really going to be able to rush the passer? Is, who is Sam Williams? Whoever plays, I'd like to feel a little bit better like, okay, ball got out quick last week, Stetson Bennett did a nice job, protection was good at times. But I'd like to see a little bit more pressure. And because if, in fact, that there's no Micah Parsons, somebody's going to have to step up, and it might be somebody that will play in that game tomorrow night. If I could say if it's a Sam Williams, Ezeraku, somebody has got to make a play or two for you to at least make me feel good about, my gosh, if they had to play without Micah, right now they look dead. They look dead as far as the pass rush stuff goes.
Yeah. You don't believe in Fowler, Williams, Ezeraku?
I believe in him, but I need to see Ezeraku play in a game. I saw him in practice. And I saw, and I was positive about that, but I need to see him in these, like the scrimmage, he wasn't a factor. In the game, he really wasn't a factor. But maybe it's one of those things where they're trying to, maybe he needs guys playing inside. Maybe he doesn't need backup guys playing. Maybe he actually having a Solomon Thomas or having Oso Digizua playing inside. I just like, you know, I think Tyrus Wheat was your best pass rusher last week. He was your best defensive edge, you know.
How about Houston?
Yeah.
Showing anything?
Houston was okay. And
his get-off's impressive.
I don't. But do you? Does Houston make the team? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And I mean, to me, Wheat seems like just him playing the run and rushing gave me like, okay, I didn't expect to see that, but I was expecting to see Ezeraku with a couple of nifty pressures and some moves and stuff like that. But if there's no Micah Parsons, you better figure this thing out real fast.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're not playing the Giants week one. You know, if you were able to like come out of the gates with an offensive line that can be had to some extent, feel like okay, get your feet underneath you. But you're coming out of the gates versus the Eagles.
Yeah.
So I don't expect without Micah, you're going to be able to get much pressure at all. It's like the best offensive line in the league.
So reading between the lines here, do we think it's possible that Ezeraku's amazing camp was just because he was rushing against bums?
I don't think so, because those bums played pretty well in pass protection against the Rams, and we've kind of talked about
they did
the Rams. I mean, the one thing that I kind of came away from it was there was some pretty decent balance, the ability to run, you know, not early, but without some of their guys, they were able to run the football. The Phil Maffa running the ball, they were able to get some push, and the protection for Milton, the passes he missed, it wasn't because he was under pressure. I just feel like, though, that to me with Ezeraku, maybe I put so much on it because of the practices. Maybe I put on that, like, man, this guy, he's got this. I'd love to see him tomorrow go out there and in the plays he gets, you know, get a couple of pressures, maybe even get a sack if he's fortunate enough.
Especially against the stationary target and our old buddy Cooper Rush, who's going to be starting tomorrow for the Ravens.
Yeah, and that's, you know, an interesting story. I think Cooper Rush would make you more capable of winning than Milton or Greer. But didn't last year just become so damn boring watching Cooper Rush play that if you're Jerry Jones, you're like, hey, we might not win if Dak is out, but I'll be damned if we're that freaking boring ever again. I don't care if we're winning football games like that. That was a snooze fest, you know, watching Cooper Rush try to not turn the ball over to victory. And it's a tough strategy, but the schedule was, you know, fortuitous, and they got enough takeaways last year to make him a winning quarterback once again. I think... Maybe that's some insight into what's making Patrick Mahomes so good. The like Cooper Rush is elite at avoiding mistakes and giving you a chance to win. I think that was Jason Garrett's approach for about a decade. And there's gold in those hills to harvest if you want to. I just find it incredibly boring.
Yeah, the most boring for sure. In regards to like guys with pressure, especially if he doesn't get a deal done before the season, I would say Deron Bland.
Oh,
yeah.
Like
he could make himself a lot of money, he could lose himself a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's spot on.
I was thinking about it like, if I don't play well, I won't get more money from the NFL, or I'm looking at backup money. And I think that applies to Tolbert. I think that applies to Schoonmaker. I think it's probably still too early for Guyton, but if I'm Guyton, I'm feeling quite a bit of pressure. Like, they probably will still give me another offseason, but if it's really bad and we're in the top half of the first round, they might go left tackle.
Yeah, because it's too important of a position. Yeah. You know, like, you want these guys to be able to grow and have time, but if you're absolutely awful, like, you're going to get my quarterback killed. I don't have the time. Now you're just going to have to be a backup here.
Obviously, Mozzie Smith would feel quite a bit of it, but I feel like he's already felt that pressure, and now he's on the other side of it just waiting for the dismissal.
Well, did you mention Nate Thomas? Because Nate Thomas could lose himself a starting spot, possibly.
Yeah.
Like, if Guyton's not ready to go week one, if Nate Thomas just looks god-awful.
I think Nate Thomas playing with house money. Seventh-round pick in 2024.
I agree.
Skipped last year. Now they're like, holy cow.
You know,
he's actually playing
good.
More like a third or fourth rounder than a freaking seventh rounder. I do think the biggest pressure is on Dak Prescott, though, because of how aggressive that the Cowboys have been looking for Lance, looking for Milton. The fact that they did put the clause in his contract where they have the option sitting there for next March. The fact that last year he led the NFL in turnover-worthy play. The fact that Zach Martin and Tyron Smith are gone. And now, you know, things that he could rely on with the protection put him on such a sped-up schedule play-to-play last year You know, did that lead to it? Can I prove that I can be a low turnover, high touchdown guy in the NFL like I was when Tyron Smith was pretty healthy and All-Pro 2 in 2023? Can I show everybody I've learned enough and that the Joneses should continue to, you know, be happy with me as the top-paid quarterback in the NFL? Because, you know, a couple of ways. And then injury. You know, are we sure that Dak has come back from the avulsion fracture in a way that makes him mobile in the pocket, able to set his feet and consistently deliver a football?
The practice reps where things broke down and he had to push forward and have, you know, it's not game. It's not a game situation. But it's drop back. It's, okay, nobody's blocking. Now I got to escape forward and move. Yeah. That part of it, I thought, was encouraging.
Heading in the right direction. I would say
that it didn't look like he was kind of laboring or puffing and puffing to try and get.
Good.
Yeah, he was trying to. He found the gap and he hit the gap and, you know, and then it play over. But it wasn't like he was back there and just like the, you know, just the blacksmith quarterback that just, you know, muscle him not doing anything. I mean,
yeah, about the same athlete as last year. But last year, I think what we saw from Dak is, the pressure is coming too quick. The play is breaking down the puck. My eyes are down. Where am I going? Oh, I'm in trouble here. Mm-hmm. It's not a completion. Maybe it's a turnover.
That part of it is, you're right about that. But the question about him being able to move.
Can move?
I think he can move.
Well, he's shredded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looks like he can move.
Yeah, it's been his ability to escape.
Female Tolo, there she is.
There
the 2%er.
2%er.
Bang, bang.
Right there.
And she's playing a hell of a pickleball there with her girlfriend here. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan. We'll have to catch up with Sands a little bit later on. Rangers and Blue Jays tonight. Toronto atop the AL standings. They could win it all. This is a hell of a team right here. And I think most of us hate Toronto. Mm-hmm. We're stepping aside. We got to step aside because Brian Billick, the coach, joins us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation live from Pickler Universe here on 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Three the Fan.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, home of the best pickleball courts in the world. And Stella Artois has had us out. Come out and get a Stella beer sample and play yourself some pickleball here. Happy hour this afternoon on the Fan. We're about to talk with Coach Brian Billick. Okay, segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And Coach Billick is brought to you by the X-Tech shoulder pads. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
It's always good to chat football with you, man. So how are the Ravens looking, and what kind of a fight should we plan on John Harbaugh bringing into AT&T on Saturday?
Well, the Ravens obviously are very good, as long as you got Lamar Jackson and a good defense, and, you know, how much they play, we'll see. And the Ravens have traditionally played well in the preseason. And so it's going to be a heck of a game, all but going into AT&T. And the Cowboys are going to get a chance to see a lot of the young players and tested across the board. That's the other thing about the Ravens. They're kind of good across the board, so they're going to get good matchups no matter where they are.
Now, Coach Schottenheimer has been adamant about being generic and vanilla going into all the preseason games, and even said this week he feels like they get one opportunity to have an advantage with the league not knowing exactly what they're going to bring to the table. How much of an advantage, you know, can be harvested from that, Coach?
Oh, I don't think as much as you probably think. Obviously, everybody in the preseason, job one is looking at your young players. So you don't bring a lot, and nor do you really prepare for the opponent, because you don't know what the opponent's going to do. They can have tendencies and what they do in the regular season, but they may come in the preseason and say, you know what, we're going to work on our zone coverages this week, or we've got a new pressure package we want to try out. So you really don't know what you're going to get. So everything is generic in that regard, because you just want to see what the players can do straight up.
You talk about wanting to see what the players can do, and you bring in a new offensive staff, Clayton Adams, Connor Riley on the offensive line, and I feel like a lot of what they wanted to do throughout training camp was figure out what these offensive linemen can do so they know how to approach the run game in particular. How much does it throw things off when you have a guy like Guyton, who you expect to be a starter for you, but he's missing all of camp?
Yeah, that's tough, you know, because obviously, like I said, job one is evaluating the young talent, the new talents you have on the team, so that you have a real idea. I mean, the last thing you want to do is let good young talent walk out the door when it comes time to cut down to the 53, because you haven't seen them enough, or they haven't had a chance to really to assimilate offensively or defensively what you're doing. The other thing is obviously, particularly with the offensive line, you want to look at different combinations. Whether it's the defensive line, the offensive line, whether it's receivers with a quarterback, that ability to work together. And with the offensive line, when you're missing a component like that, that is missed time that's hard to get back for the opener.
Coach, we've heard a lot about physicality making this team tougher from Coach Shoddy over the course of this offseason. What are the keys to doing that and kind of changing the culture of a football team when you take over as a coach?
Well, I mean, everybody comes in and says they want to be smarter, they want to be tougher, I guess, compared to the others that go, you know what, I want to be stupid and lazy. it's kind of the mantra that everybody brings into it. Part of it has to do with just the mindset. It sounds, when I hear a coach say that, it makes me think, okay, they want to run the ball more, that maybe they want to pressure more. And certainly you can try to set a tone with that during training camp. Because in terms of the amount of hitting that you do, and show that you're going to be a physical team. But even with that, you do it within certain parameters because you don't want to get anybody hurt. So it's just the mindset. To me, that means, okay, we're going to run the ball more, and maybe we're going to pressure a little bit more than we did the previous year.
Coach, with Micah Parsons being a hold in, I guess is what they're calling it, how is the staff and as a head coach, do you guys manage, say, a holdout like that, and of a player of his magnitude?
Well, you hear coaches say it all the time. I can only coach who's here, or I can only coach who's practicing. And that's the mindset you have. You wish the other guys were there. Yeah, every team has this. Every team has somebody that's holding out. Your bigger concern, particularly when you're talking about a veteran player, and you know he's a good player, and he knows what he's going to be doing, is this missed time is and he'll get signed eventually, and it'll probably be right at the beginning of the season. It's okay. How much can we play him? You know, how much can he have? Any snaps? He's going to be on a pitch count or not. You've got to decide, and you worry about that, because then a player who comes in and just figures, okay, I'm in good enough shape, I didn't have training camp, but I can go in and play, that then you get injured. So those are the things that you think about a little bit more, as opposed to what you're really missing, particularly with a player that has such quantifiable abilities, and you know what he's going to give your defense.
Coach Brian Billick with us here on the Fan. Now, what'd you think about the Brian Schottenheimer hire? What kind of interactions did you have with Marty? And just go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah, oh, Marty was a long time, you know, Marty Schottenheimer, one of the great coaches in this league. Brian, growing up, obviously, sitting and talking football with his dad, you know, since he was a kid. So, obviously, he's football through and through. He's proven abilities. And he understands what he's coming into Dallas. He understands that, no, Jerry Jones is the head coach. And that's how this works. And I'll orchestrate it with the players as best I can. But that's the move. That's what the way it is in Dallas. He understands that. Is there pressure with it? Sure, because of the nature of the hire and the fact, strictly the fact that it's Dallas. There's not going to be any honeymoon. You're expected to win right now, so that's a given. You understand it, and you go to work and have at it.
As an offensive guru like yourself, what do you make of putting two number one wide receivers together, the questions, the difficulties you can present to the defense, and how much better of a quarterback that could make Dak Prescott this year?
Well, anytime you can present that kind of multiple threat. When we, way back with the Vikings, the challenges the defense has had, when they, on one side I got Randy Moss, on the other side I had Chris Carter. And, oh, by the way, I've got a heck of a running back in there in case you want to double up on both those guys. So, yeah, you can kind of dictate to the defense what they can do, waiting for those one-on-one matchups. So, you know, particularly if those aren't performing at that level, that's going to give Dak Prescott a lot of opportunities that when they do want to go one-on-one, he knows where he can go with the ball.
Super Bowl champion Brian Billick with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You brought up your 98 Vikings. We've just seen all these quarter-century teams, like the best team of the last 25 years. All these lists are coming out. The 07 Patriots were number one on most lists that we saw. But I look at your 1998 Vikings as the best team that never won a Super Bowl, Coach. How do you think that 98 Vikings squad would have fared against the 07 Patriots?
Well, you know, I'm biased. But, yeah, that was a pretty talented group. You know, you just talked about it. It was a team, particularly offensively, that we had an answer for whatever you wanted to do. You know, when you have a Randy Moss and that Chris Carter, we had Jake Reed was the other receiver, Andrew Glover at tight end. We had a running back with Robert Smith and Leroy Horde. We had an outstanding offensive line led by Hall of Famer Randall McDaniel. Dynamic play at the quarterback position. Whatever it is you want to do and come in and do defensively, we had an answer for it. And that was a very, very special group, as it was obviously with the Patriots and Tom Brady leading that group and what they were able to do. But that 98 Viking team, that was probably one of the most talented offenses that we've seen in the league.
You coach Ray Lewis. We know him for being one of the greatest players in NFL history, but also probably the one seed for team speeches pregame, in-game, post-game. Was there ever a close second in your career for a guy that could really get the guys fired up and ready to run through a wall?
No, Ray was pretty good. You know, Ray just had, and the reason he was good, it was not just the speech and the rah-rah and who let the dogs out and all that stuff. It was because Ray, what you saw on Sunday, you got from Ray every single day, every single meeting, every single workout. So that really challenges the players to keep up with him. And so what you saw on Sunday, and that was just the culmination of, this is what we've done all week, now it's time to perform. And what an asset as a coach it is to have a player that can lead that way. And not so much lead, but as that the players will follow and want to live up to that lead and follow what he has to say. So, yeah, pretty special. I remember when I originally got to Baltimore, they used to have the introductions, and Ray, would do his thing, and then they'd introduce me, and I go, no, no, we're not doing that anymore. I mean, I discovered that you don't follow kids, you don't follow dog acts, and you don't follow Ray Lewis.
Would he do? Did he do the baby oil thing? Would he be? It seemed like he was always just lathered up, man, and just shining before the game even started, or maybe he had already just worked up a crazy sweat.
No, there was an intensity about him that was very, very genuine. You know, and you see a lot of guys do it, and it's kind of manufactured. You got to understand with Ray, that was to the marrow. I mean, that was him down to the marrow, and that's what made him so special.
Cowboys talking about better leadership, better culture, more toughness, three things that Ray really epitomized. Can you develop that, or do you have to draft it, or to what extent can you coach it?
No, I don't know that you can coach it. You can certainly give it a platform, and that's the key. I mean, that's and guys lead in different ways. Some of them are very, very outward and very vocal, like a Ray Lewis. Others, like, say, a Jonathan Ogden, who I was gifted to have, and very quiet, much more subdued, but a tremendous competitor, and led in a different way, but clearly led. So clearly, as a coach, all you can really do when you're fortunate to have someone like that is to provide a platform for them to exhibit that leadership so that the other players will take that lead.
Hey, Coach, nobody wore the sweater vest better than you. Do you miss seeing it on the sidelines?
I don't know about that. It was more about that straw hat and training kit. I wish I had gotten the patent on that. Because
You were the first ones, yeah.
Yeah, I saw more people with that hat. I thought, boy, I should have trademarked that, and I could have retired a whole lot earlier without a trademark that. But, you know, yeah, certainly this time of year, you draw back on the memories, and as you get closer to the season, I don't miss training camp. I was out on the golf course today and much prefer to be there than in training camp. But as you get closer to the season, just the energy of it, the relationships, the players, yeah, you begin to start to feel those juices and look forward to the beginning of the season.
Come on, you don't miss blowing the whistle during some Oklahoma drills with those Ravens teams. I mean, good night, bro. Ray Lewis, let's go.
Yeah, I'd much rather be sitting in a room with no windows watching film right now than on the golf course. No,
touche.
Life's pretty good.
I know coaches just live and breathe it, and you can't get away from it, especially when you're in it. Your mind's always racing. Did you ever come up with a play while you were sleeping in your dreams? What's the craziest place that you ever, like, oh, snap, I got a play, I got to write this down?
Oh, well, you know, you do. There's certain things that occur to you until, you know, and then the light of day you wake up and you go, that's stupid. What the hell was I thinking, you know?
Throw that away.
Yeah, but it is amazing. My wife would always, when we'd be sitting there watching TV or whatever, and she knew that I was not engaged with what we were doing. It's like, you're thinking about a play right now, aren't you? Because you tend to. And when you're on the offensive side in particular, that's kind of the creative side that you love to tap into, and you're always trying to push the envelope about, is there a little something I can do here? The fact of the matter is that it's already all been done, and everybody's doing the same thing, but you sure like to tinker with it if you can.
Well, speaking of great football ideas, what can you tell us about the X-Tech shoulder pads?
Well, I'm so proud to be a part of X-Tech. It's their 14th year. And, you know, football pads hadn't changed in 40 years until X-Tech pads came along. It's the number one pad in all of football right now. All the top players like Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Fred Warner, top colleges, whether it's Oregon, USC, Penn State, and even in the high schools now. It's really gratifying to me to see that the high schools and the parents are vesting themselves in. They're going to xtechpads.com. They're seeing what these pads are about, the next iteration of technology that protects the players in this great game, but it is a very violent game. And we now have 14 years of data that these pads are basically custom fitted, because your pads are based on your height, your weight, your playing position, your injury history, the level that you play at. So it's almost like a custom-made pad, 100% American-made. These are the pads that our young people need to be in.
Great stuff. Coach Brian Billick, X-Tech, thank you so much, sir. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the season.
All right, you too. Thank you.
There he goes, Brian Billick. Maybe we'll see him at the Super Bowl once again. Always love talking football with him and getting his football stories. And salute. Krusty's Corner's coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, it's Friday. It's a staple. It's the name game. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thank you very much. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Stella Artois has brought by some Coldies if you want a sample, including the 0.0. I think it's one of the finest 0.0 ales out there. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement here at the King, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of that. I know we've talked about tomorrow. Eric and I will be at the Cowboys pregame show from the Brad Sham studio in the press box there. We'll be going off at 3 o'clock Central, and then Zach and I will have the postgame. And that's a two-hour postgame, so make sure you line it up. Come in and call in. We'll take some calls and kind of work through what happened, what we saw, kind of get our opinion, get your opinion, and then I'll have the film watched on Sunday, so we will circle back on Krusty's Corner on Monday. We could talk about some particulars of who played particularly well and maybe who is in danger of maybe not being on this football team anymore. And by the way, too, after our show today, give the Love of the Star a listen. Did a podcast, Eric and Zach, and it was with Brian Baldinger, was working with you guys today. So
I love Baldy's breakdowns.
Yeah, give that a
He's
give
the
that
man.
After our show's over, give that a listen. We'd sure appreciate
Do
that.
Do it.
All right, since we're at Pickler Universe, we're going to play a little name game today.
Crap.
And what I've selected for you guys are all-time best pickleball players. Pickleball player names.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. You just found my strike zone.
Like,
look at him.
Are you excited about this?
I love this.
He's wielding around confidence.
I've been playing pickleball in the driveway. Abby's into it.
So you know these names. If I say...
I know some names.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going, for the first time, we're doing men and women.
Okay, equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity for pickleball here today.
Ooh.
Equal opportunity.
Just like the NFL cheerleaders.
Here we go.
Get them on the court together.
The Vikings.
All right. We'll start with you,
the hell,
Dawson.
Yep.
Jack Sock.
Oh, jeez.
The old Jack Sock,
Ryan.
Eh?
Ryan.
Jack Sock.
That's inappropriate, Brian.
That
come
is
on,
dump
dude.
That, Lucius. That is clearly a made-up name. and a little vulgar.
Just nasty.
Thank God for those new Proud Brian socks.
We're in pickup line right now, Brian.
You're saying.
Not a name.
Not a name.
Not a pickleballer.
I'll go with you, Chief. Jack Sock.
Yeah, Jack Sock. I think that guy is. I think there's a lateral.
He's dripping in talent.
There's a lateral agility factor with that guy.
Explosive.
I think he knows how to put. He knows how to put bat to ball.
How about you there, Wooly?
Take you to the climax of the sport.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say this is a real person because if it's not, then you are just a dirty, crusty man, Brian Broaddus.
No, that's the sock.
So you're saying real pickleball man.
Yes, not crusty sock.
We go into the Pimp Cup with the great Lucius Alexander, Jack Sock. Lucius.
Man, that's definitely a real guy right there, Mr. Broaddus.
Jack Sock.
Yeah. Pickleball player, Jack Sock.
Three say yes. One says no. Jack Sock. Real pickleball player.
Whoa, here we go.
Dawson, you look a little disappointed over there.
Must be a new signing or something.
All right, Chief.
Yes, sir.
The first lady makes an appearance. Sandy Morris. Sandy Morris. Is she a professional pickleball player? Sandy Morris.
Sandy Morris.
I feel like she's probably more volleyball.
Ooh. Beach volleyball.
Ooh. Absolutely on the beach.
Ooh.
It's where she belongs.
Ooh. Really?
I love the name Sandy.
Sandy Morris.
Ever since Greece.
Oh, Sandy.
Oh, Sandy.
So, Chieftain, you're saying...
You're the one that I want.
You're saying no to pickleball.
No, she's an athlete, though.
Yeah, they're all athletes.
That's right.
So.
Can't argue with that.
That is a senior tour women's golfer. You know, I don't believe anybody with the name Sandy could possibly be young enough to be excelling at pickleball right now. It's a 32 and under sport for pros.
Chief, you're saying you going with him?
Yeah, she's not a pickleballer.
How about you there, Wooly?
Yeah, that's going to be pickleball. I'm going to go with the opposite here and say pickleballer.
L.A.
I do not believe this person is even an athlete. Sandy sounds like she manages comedians or something in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
She's an agent?
Yeah, she's an agent. Yeah, producer on the show.
Sandy Morris agent?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that, yeah.
She lives in a pineapple down by the sea.
But yeah, I'm going to say no.
Sandy Morris. She's a pole vaulter.
Oh. Yeah.
Silver medalist.
Son of a gun.
Pole vaulter. In 72?
Nope. She's current.
Really? Okay.
Sandy Morris.
There we go,
current.
Sandy.
All right, Wooly.
What up?
Tyson McGuffin.
McGuffin.
Tyson McGuffin.
That sounds like a pickleballer if I've ever heard one. The McGuffin family, they have long, long been pickleball Hall of Famers.
That's a serious silver spoon name, which indicates from a tennis family.
Oh.
Failed, didn't have any other options, pickleball.
I think McGuffin might be a lax guy. I think we might be talking about a lacrosse player right now.
Or water polo, maybe.
Water polo, I could see that too, Walchuk. Good call.
Lucius.
McGuffin is his name?
His name is Tyson.
Tyson McGuffin.
Tyson McGuffin.
Oh, you made that.
Shout out to my cousin. He calls girls with big breasts. He calls those McGuffies.
You
see the McGuffies on her, man? God. You got to see the McGuffies on this one. Yes, definitely a pickleball player.
Tyson McGuffin. He's a pickleball player.
Crap.
He is a pickleball player.
Woo.
Oh, my goodness.
The McGuffster.
All right.
Must be a different league.
Here we go. We go into the Pimp Cup. We start with Lucius Alexander. Lynn Dan.
B. Johnson.
Man or a woman?
Lynn Dan is a man.
Lynn Dan speaks Mandarin, right?
Lynn Dan.
Not a pickleball player, plays tennis. That's it.
Oh, that's going, he's going early. Yep. Going early. How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, but I got this guy being a golfer.
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Wooly, after he yawns.
I think he's got a mean short
game. Apologize. I'm going to say no, and I'm thinking ping pong star.
Dawson.
Totally made up name, Brian. Not a pickleballer, not an athlete.
Is this another cornholer?
I've never heard of such a ridiculously made up name.
Lynn Dan.
Nobody has the last name Dan. Dansworth, maybe.
Lynn Dan. One of the greatest badminton players in history.
How about it?
Damn. Badminton wasn't even on the radar.
He'd probably play some mean pickleball, though. I mean, if you're good at badminton.
Yeah. All right. My last lady. How about you, Wooly?
All right.
Ashlyn Johnson.
Ashlyn Johnson.
Sounds incredibly hot.
Yeah. Most Ashlyns are. This is a skier. This is not a pickleballer.
How about you there, Dawson?
I'm going to say not a pickleballer. And this would be 0 for 5 for me. So fingers crossed.
You have a reason why?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds more like a model chick, like maybe an Instagram influencer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
He pulled that right off your feet.
How did you figure me out there, Dawson?
Is that your OnlyFans top 10?
Yeah, it's my OnlyFans top 10 right there. Chieftain?
Yeah, I think this is a gymnast. I really do.
Lucius.
Man, sounds like a high jumper, long jumper, something like that. Ashlyn Johnson?
Ashlyn Johnson.
Yeah, it sounds fast.
Yeah,
it sounds
fast. She's got speed. She's got wheels.
Ashlyn Johnson.
Great McGuffies.
You got to see the McGuffies on them, man. That Ashlyn.
Down on all fours.
Ashlyn. Now on at the win.
Ashlyn Johnson.
You are not the father.
She is a goalie for the U.S. water polo team.
Oh, we got one.
Yeah, boy.
Yes. That was good, huh?
How about that? Gentlemen,
thank
you,
Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. We're coming back with what are we doing, Chief?
We're actually going to toss things over to the Wooly Bully. For the greatest, what he's alleging to be the greatest mixed bag of all time.
Man, we got liars, we got hypocrites, and what do scouts think about Arch Manning? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.